This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 19, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The world-famous old Rhinebeck Aerodrome suffered a tragedy late Sunday when a simulated dogfight ended in the fatal crash of a replica French World War I biplane. The simulation was part of a scheduled aerial performance for the New York area tourist attraction. The other plane, a German warbird thought to be a replica World War I Fokker DR-1 triplane, landed safely. There was no report of any mid-air contact between the planes before that crash. The old Rhinebeck Aerodrome is a well-known northeastern aviation museum and airfield, first conceived by the legendary Cole Palin, who passed away in 1993. Maintained as a true living museum of antique aviation in Rhinebeck, New York, the organization presents one of the largest collections of early airplanes in the world, many of which fly during weekend air shows. The accident happened about 4 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday. The pilot has yet to be officially identified. A witness, Roger Christianfeld of Poughkeepsie, New York, was attending the show with his family. He told local media the French plane went into a spin and crashed behind some trees. Quote, "It was surreal. One minute it was pretend danger, then it went suddenly to real danger." Unquote. British investigators are working to determine what led to Sunday's fatal mid-air collision between a Cessna light twin and a single-seat ultralight near Coventry Airport in Warwickshire. BBC reports the planes collided on approach to land at Coventry, with both disintegrating on impact. The ultralight came down near the site of the collision, about 2 miles from the runway. Wreckage from the twin, identified in press reports as a Cessna 402, came down in a wooded area near Coombe Abbey Country Park. The pilot and three passengers on board the Cessna were lost, as was the ultralight pilot. Investigators have recovered wreckage from the ultralight as well as that pilot's body. The C-402 was operated by Reconnaissance Ventures Limited, a local land survey company, and was returning from a routine survey mission. RVL Managing Director Colin Dennis related, quote, "It was approximately 2 miles from the runway. We believe it had been cleared to land by Coventry Airport Air Traffic Control when it was in collision with a smaller single-engine light aircraft, which was also hoping to land at Coventry." Unquote. State media in Iran is bragging about the successful test of a rocket Saturday, one supposedly capable of launching a satellite into Earth orbit. The Pentagon says, in your dreams, CNN reports a senior U.S. defense official, who asked to remain anonymous due to the sensitivity of the topic, said Monday that the rocket, quote, "did not perform as designed," unquote. Iranian media pictured President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad looking proudly at the rocket before the launch. CNN's source reported the U.S. intelligence assessment shows that while the vehicle could have been capable of reaching orbit, the second stage, quote, "was erratic and out of control," unquote. Another source told the cable network that nearby monitoring of the Iranian test was conducted from the USS Russell in the Persian Gulf using radar. National Security Council spokesman Gordon Jandro framed his reaction in terms of the ongoing Iranian nuclear weapons program. Quote, "The Iranian development and testing of rockets is troubling and raises further questions about their intentions. This action and dual-use possibilities for their ballistic missile program have been a subject of discussions and are inconsistent with their UN Security Council obligations," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A suicidal pilot in a 172 is talked down successfully. Look for empty airliner seats over Labor Day weekend. And U.S. airports join U.S. airlines in fighting slot auctions. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell asks three questions of pilots attending the AOPA fly-in at Frederick, Maryland. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.